wending, winding, and tripping my way downwards to the nether reaches of the BCN, to the great archival cavern we know affectionately as the Vault, summoned by our Commander-in-Chief, Director of Radio, Ishlundrigan, to hear another moment from this station's proud past. How are you, Ish?
Paul?
I must confess, Ish, I'm surprised to be down here with you this week.
Why is that?
Well, I know you've been pulling all-nighters, 11th-hour collective bargaining, and so forth.
I don't think I've slept more than 4 hours since last Saturday.
I love this whole routine, you know, bargaining down to the last minute, the false bravado, the brinksmanship. And, of course, the whole thing gets settled, and everyone goes home and racks up a few more grand on the old plastic.
Not this time. The unions are refusing to budge on any of the major issues on the table. Multi-skilling, dress code, attitude alteration, urination issues. Urine control board, urination video surveillance.
I myself am a little concerned about management fixation on matters urinary ish. I'm very reluctant to part with a sample.
We scrapped the coal-fired transmitter over a year ago, Paul, and we've still got 18 stokers on salary. And the stokers union is still representing all the other units at the bargaining table. They're belligerent dinosaurs. They're a bunch of...
So, Isha, what do you have for us today?
They've had it too good for too long. They've forgotten what it's like to walk the line day after day in the cold February gloom. They've forgotten the resolve and cunning of the BCN leadership. They've forgotten the hard lessons of the 59 strike. Here's the way Carl Pilgrim saw it go down. Listen up.
These strikers, these malcontents, have seen massive gains in wages over the past decade. In some cases, reaching as high as 83 cents an hour. And still they are not satisfied. The traditionally passive and cooperative Newfoundland working man has been moved to protest by the bulgy agitations of the Welshman, Arthur Blackie Thomas, an agent of the International Brotherhood of Radio Coal Stokers and Tube Engineers.
Working men of the BCN, look at your hands! Look at them! Stained by servitude in the propaganda machine of a violent dictatorship! Should you not at least get paid a decent wage for that? Are you serfs?
No!
Are you men?
Yes.
What are you?
Yes.
Premier Smallwood responds with a firm, fatherly hand.
How dare these outsiders come into this decent Christian province and spread their black poison of class hatred and bitter bigoted prejudice? How dare they come into this province amongst decent, God-fearing people and let loose the dirt and filth and poison of the last 4 weeks?
BCN station director Jabez Lundrigan has contracted agents of the Pinkerton Company to maintain the sanctity of law and property. For the Broadcasting Corporation of Newfoundland, I'm Carl Pilgrim on the front line of the class war.
A great reporter, a pillar of objectivity.
Why wasn't Carl on strike? I thought everyone in the building was out in 59.
When Thomas was sent over from Wales to coordinate the Stoker strike, Carl was outraged at the outside interference, and he left the union. A man of principles. Cost him his life.
Oh, go on, Ace.
Oh, yes. Electrocuted by his own microphone in Studio O in 62.
Oh, back when it had a metal floor.
Lips burned right into the mesh. The technician on shift that night was a fellow by the name of Barry Bursey, brought in from the Gander station under union pressure. Of course, when Carl Pilgrim went down, I knew the real reason they wanted that great palooka wiring up the mics.
I'd heard things got heavy in 59, but I hadn't realized.
Dark times, Paul. Blackie Thomas was the most deceitful, pig-headed, union blowhard I've ever had the misfortune to sit across the table from. But we outmaneuvered him in 59, Paul, and we'll do it again this time.
How did you outfox Thomas in 59?
After the 4th week, when it looked like their side was settling in for a prolonged people's war, we regrouped. We concluded that we weren't communicating our terms very clearly, so we made a new offer.
Oh, God! This is another volley being fired. I'm Carl Pilgrim. I'm pinned down behind a truck here at the front lines of the strike. Oh, and I can see the BC Pinkerton men shielding in a desperate attempt to defend themselves from the red fury of the strikers. Oh, the insanity!
St. Finian's Day Massacre.
How awful. Massacre. A few twisted ankles was all it was. Had orders to fire over their heads. But it gave the strikers pause, you might say. brought them to their senses and back to the table in a more pliable spirit.
Well, let's hope that both sides are in a pliable spirit at the moment, and any nonsense of this kind can be averted. And that way, I'll be able to see you again soon.
In the vault.